From time to time on The Green, we like to highlight work from student journalists at both the high school and college levels. Delaware Public Media partners with McCain and Mount Pleasant High Schools in the Red Clay and Brandywine School Districts to expose students there to radio journalism. Delaware Public Media reporter and youth media producer Sophia Schmidt leads that collaboration for us. And this week, in Enlighten Me, we bring you two stories from students in the radio career pathway at Mount Pleasant about ways life has changed during the pandemic. For example, businesses have faced incredible obstacles to continue operating during the coronavirus pandemic. Over the past few months, that's included operating at 30% capacity for in-person dining, a level that can make staying afloat difficult. But WMPH staffer, Senior Liam Utes, reports some businesses are making do.
Restaurants can be a place to spend much-needed time with family, but with the COVID-19 pandemic, it's been harder than ever. Chris Morris is a manager at Mr. Pasta, which is a restaurant in Claymont that specializes in make-at-home meal kits. They say business for the restaurant has been going well.
We've actually been doing very well. Since we already had the cook-at-home established, at the beginning of the pandemic, we actually sold a lot of food. It's died down, but we're still doing fine. We're doing about as much business as we did pre-pandemic.
Morris says that they are a family-owned restaurant, so they are grateful for the good business. Fidel is a manager at Pat's Pizzeria, a restaurant on Philadelphia Pike with 50 locations around the East Coast. They say that they strictly follow the public health guidelines.
Well, we make sure that, you know, we follow the guidelines of the state. You know, make sure everybody's wearing masks, you know, make sure that we have gloves on and, you know, washing our hands and, you know, make sure that everybody's 6 feet apart, you know, how we organize the tables and stuff like that. So whatever the guidelines the state offers, we follow that to the T.
The indoor capacity restriction does not affect takeout and deliveries. Fidel says the restaurant still gets many of these types of orders. For restaurants that aren't doing as well, we can hope that the restaurant business finds a resurgence after the coronavirus has passed. Liam, WMPH News.
Thanks to Mount Pleasant High School senior Liam Utes for that piece. We now hear from another WMPH staffer, Junior Sage Duarte. The COVID-19 pandemic has made it unsafe for many volunteers to do the work they usually do, and Sage examines how the pandemic is changing what volunteering looks like and how people can volunteer safely.
Since the start of COVID-19, volunteering has had to change. Safety precautions have to be taken into consideration, as well as how comfortable the volunteers feel going out. Some may feel it's a risk not worth taking. However, students still need volunteering hours for education programs, and organizations now more than ever are in need of assistance. According to a study conducted by Fidelity Charitable, an independent public charity and the nation's largest grant maker, the number of volunteers since the pandemic has decreased drastically, with 2 in 3 volunteers decreasing or stopping their volunteer work. That's also true in Delaware. Whilst some organizations have adapted well to the restrictions of the pandemic, others are in great need of volunteers and could use all the help they can get. Keith Hassett is the Community Engagement and Volunteer Manager at the Delaware Humane Association. He says they provide for the needs of stray dogs and cats, but also for those who have found homes.
We have low-cost vaccination clinics once a month. We have a pet food pantry, so if somebody has fallen on hard times and they can't afford pet food, they can come to us and we'll give them either dog or cat food, just enough to keep them in their home for another month. And if they still need it after 30 days, they can come back again and get more food.
According to Keith, the Delaware Humane Association has stopped taking volunteers due to the pandemic for safety reasons, and for now, rely on staff.
We are, unfortunately, not really doing much with volunteers right now. In fact, this past Sunday was our last event for volunteers, and we did that only because it was outdoors. But right now, no volunteers are coming in only because of the COVID crisis that we're having. We need to keep our staff healthy and our animals healthy, and we need to keep our own little bubble, if you will.
For the Delaware Humane Association, volunteers are not needed at the shelter. However, this doesn't necessarily mean you can't help them.
We have a wish list on our website. We also have an Amazon wish list. You can look for things that you can make on YouTube and then sell them or just bring them to us because we could give our cats and dogs the toys. Basically, what people usually do to help support us is they'll just have like a food drive or a blanket drive. We could always use blankets and towels. That's always a big help too.
The volunteering may not look the same as it used to, but it still helps the DHA. Another organization that's adapted well to the pandemic is the Delaware Nature Society. The group works to connect people with the natural world and improve the environment through education, conservation, and advocacy. Erin DeGennaro, the public program and summer camp coordinator, says there's something for everyone. They offer many programs, such as Mommy and Me programs, different teen programs, and even adult programs. They also offer volunteering opportunities.
We do have, like, volunteer days. So we also have, like, specific days that need volunteers, and those can be found on our website.
However, what's offered on the website is not the full extent of what's offered at the Delaware Nature Society. With the help of staff, you can find what volunteering may be the best fit for you.
We kind of like to talk to volunteers before they come in and just pick something. We kind of like to see what we need at the moment and then kind of work with them to see what they want to do to kind of find the best fit for them.
From what Erin described, volunteers were lost amid the pandemic, but not entirely.
With our programming, you know, we have to kind of switch gears and change up what we're doing. I manage our volunteer counselors for the summer, so I'll speak to that. We were fine, but we did have a few less than we would have.
Whilst both the DHA and Delaware Nature Society haven't had too much trouble with a loss in volunteering, the same cannot be said with organizations such as the Blood Bank of Delmarva. The Blood Bank of Delmarva is a nonprofit that provides blood and blood products to 19 hospitals on the Delmarva Peninsula. Because of the pandemic, the blood supply has dropped to dangerously low levels, and the need for donors is now more urgent than ever. Angela Williamson is the Blood Bank's volunteer and community relations specialist. She described the importance of the situation.
So if you can imagine, let's just say for easy numbers, we had 100 donations coming in. 25 of those would have been coming from high schools or colleges. That is gone. So 25% of all of our donations are gone because we are not having very many mobile drives. So a quarter of our donors are not coming. But that it is really crucial to have those donors. And so we need 350 donors every single day in Delmarva to be able to supply the blood we need to our local hospitals.
There are requirements to meet in order to be a donor. And unfortunately for underclassmen students, you must be 17 years old to donate blood. However, there's more to volunteering at the blood bank than giving blood.
We have a lot of different roles for volunteers. In fact, we have right now a need for volunteers to be greeters at the front door. Greeters take temperatures, they clean tablets, they thank donors on their way out. We have volunteers that are in our refreshment area where donors sit and have their snacks after they've donated.
I always get apple juice. They still have that?
Yes.
All right, that'll be good, and I'll have some water.
As an organization that revolves around gathering blood, the Blood Bank of Delmarva has always taken cautious safety measures and been big about sanitation. With the pandemic, nothing has changed if not for more sanitation and social distancing.
Perfect. Can I take your temperature?
Yeah, absolutely, sure.
Awesome. Yeah, you're great.
Thanks.
With the pandemic, nothing has changed if not for more sanitation and social distancing. However, everyone's situation and risk level differs. For those who can't volunteer in person, there are online opportunities that allow you to help from the comfort of your home. Websites such as volunteer.delaware.gov offer remote volunteering opportunities for students who want to contribute to the community but don't feel safe to do in-person volunteering. Volunteering has changed with the times. With a pandemic, a good amount of volunteers have been lost. But there's something for everyone, and volunteering is no different. There's a wide variety of organizations in need of volunteers and could always use a helping hand. Sage, WMPH News.
Thanks to Mount Pleasant High Junior Sage Duarte and Senior Liam Utes for enlightening us this week. A reminder that stories like these are part of Delaware Public Media's collaboration with the Brandywine School District at Mount Pleasant High School and its radio station WMPH, as well as Red Clay School District at McCain High School and its radio station WMHS. Our youth media producer Sophia Schmidt oversees this collaboration and worked on pieces like these with teacher Paul Wishengrad, who runs the career pathway we work with at Mount Pleasant High.